Netanyahu tells Israel's enemies, "We are coming to get you." By Simon Kent on November 3, 2019. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, will continue to strike its enemies wherever they may be, including through covert missions, after violence flared up Saturday in the Gaza Strip. Benjamin Netanyahu spoke ahead of his weekly cabinet meeting Sunday, a day after Israel struck a series of sites linked to Gaza's Hamas rulers in response to a late-night barrage of rocket fire. Israel holds Hamas terrorists responsible for all attacks coming out of the territory and blamed the weekend's upheavals on an old enemy. Netanyahu said Israel is in a very sensitive security environment to its north, south and east. He said, "We will continue to act in all fronts for the security of Israel, both through open means and also through secret means, at sea, in the air and on the ground." Watch, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's remarks at the start of the weekly cabinet meeting, English captions available. Full remarks, pic.twitter.com/dubvclo. PM of Israel, at Israeli PM, November 3, 2019. As Breitbart Jerusalem reported, Israel's military is currently on full alert for threats coming from near and far and has a multi-tiered network of integrated air defense systems on alert for any attack by Iran's missiles, Israeli Air Force Chief Amichai Norkin confirmed last week. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier this month Iran intends to attack Israel, and any attack which emanates from Yemen complicates the IDF's response as its intermediate and long-range air defenses are better positioned to shoot down incoming attacks from Israel's north, rather than from the south. Even as we speak, Arrow, Patriot, David Sling and Iron Dome batteries are on alert, Norkin said Wednesday night at a graduation ceremony for air defense officers. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.